Along Birmingham's First Avenue South, construction efforts are underway to transform an old railroad corridor into a walking trail.
We are at the eastern end of Rotary Trail, connecting Railroad Park all the way to Sloss.
That's Cheryl Morgan, who helps facilitate the project. The Rotary Trail is the newest addition to the Red Rock Ridge and Valley Trail, a project that will link all of Jefferson County with 750 miles of user-friendly paths. Morgan says the initiative adds green space and protects the city's natural resources. But the idea is not new. She says the Red Rock Trail is largely inspired by a park plan published almost 100 years ago.
We've begun to incrementally re-examine the Olmsted Plan for both its wisdom, viability, and potential to create these things that are about quality of life and health and well-being.
The Olmsted brothers were nationally known landscape architects, famous for designing parks all over the U.S. In 1925, they published a park plan for Birmingham, known as the Olmsted Plan. It called to protect the natural wonders and vistas of the city by adding parks and greenways. Denise Bell is Birmingham's floodplain manager. She says the Olmsted brothers planned for beauty and recreation, but ultimately, they saw the need to preserve the city's watershed.
Originally, if you follow their plan, it's along our creek system. It's purely along our creek system and what we consider our floodway.
Birmingham is in a valley, resting at the foothills of the Appalachians. The city's creeks collect water running down from the mountains and filter it through the floodplains. The Olmsted Plan preserved these major tributaries, specifically those of Village and Valley Creek. This would have protected the natural flow of water through the city. Bell says in 1925, local industry profited from these natural resources, and so Birmingham didn't follow the brothers' plan.
You had your steel plants and corporations who needed the water, and people needed to get to work, so they located close to the water without really knowing the risks that they were taking.
Bell says most of the people who moved onto the floodplains were African-American industrial workers. They built communities along Village Creek like Inslee, East Thomas, and Pratt City. Years of development increasingly obstructed the creek. This led to frequent flooding when it rained. From 1988 to 2007, the city stepped in to complete a series of buyouts to remove homes from these areas. Many people had to relocate, like Marilyn Roberts of Inslee, who remembers the worst of the flooding from her childhood.
One year, when they had like 8 feet of water, my mom was asleep and woke up and the water was so high they had to get the boats to go in and get her.
Chris Hatcher, Birmingham's urban design administrator, says flooding in these communities forced the city to rethink its approach to development.
You begin to think about, okay, now that we've got structures out of there and residents out of there, what are we going to do with it? Can we do something to make an asset in the community? Boom. You've got what the Olmsted brothers' original goal of the plan was.
Organizations like the Freshwater Land Trust are helping the city to transform vacant buyout property into green space that joins the countywide Red Rock Trail. Other sections of the trail include former mining sites and rail lines that now serve as parks and greenways. These properties were sold or donated by local industries, but only after the land lost its value for mining iron ore. Wendy Jackson is the director of the Freshwater Land Trust. She thinks Birmingham ignored its natural landscape for too long, and now it's time to return to the Olmsted principles.
We had this chance in 1925. We have the chance again to do this. And that was a message that resonated in this community.
Jackson says the Red Rock Ridge and Valley Trail is changing the face of Birmingham. It redirects the city's industrial past and brings nature back into the urban environment.
Every time we build a new section of the Red Rock Trail, which is now connecting all of these green spaces, people get reconnected to places they had forgotten about. New energy is born.
Birmingham may have been a completely different city had it followed the original Olmsted Plan. But with the opportunity to create its own version, the railroad tracks that built the city will now serve as the focal point for preservation. For WBHM, I'm Mary Scott Hodgins.